The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Thanks so much for sticking with me. I am Jay. You've been listening today about Flipped Out, the Magnolia Story Part 2 with Chip and Joanna Gaines. And some of the things I want to give you here, the bottom line up front, the big takeaways are the fact that you want to look for big defining moments in your life and don't run away from them, but run towards them. I told you before the break, one of the biggest takeaways today is relationships are key. I'll tell you how this couple with Chip and Joanna Gaines, it gave them $100,000 of their savings to help them bridge the gap during the recession with his Magnolia Villas, which isn't even featured in the Fixer Upper filming or any knowledge thereof. But that couple comes full circle within the Fixer Upper series, comes back to Chip and Joanna Gaines after Chip and Joanna Gaines, just over a year that they gave him $100,000, in 2013, Chip and Joanna Gaines went over to their house after receiving that loan for $100,000, that investment payment. They wrote them a cash check for $130,000. 30% ROI for that couple. A pretty good investment in Chip and Joanna Gaines. But then less than another year later, they came back to Chip and Joanna Gaines and said, "We'd love you to help us build our dream home." You can't make this stuff up. Guess what their home improvement budget was? $130,000. So Chip and Joanna Gaines went full circle with strong and key relationships. Number two is the fact that based on their story, Chip and Joanna Gaines, Chip would tell you that I used to be aggressive, but now I get more and more conservative in my age. Always have a plan B. My wife and I are doing a lot of crazy things with looking into investments and expanding and developing land in Colorado Springs and Woodland Park. And stay tuned. It's going to be an exciting chapter in my life in this radio show and sharing it with you guys. But it is a plan B. Our plan A with the six little houses, two of each, three little for her, three little houses for me. This is very important that that is its own entity and it's separate and independent from what we're doing next. You should use that same big takeaway with your life, whether you're listening to Flipped Out with Chip and Joanna Gaines' story about how they have pockets and keep their show separate from their flipping, separate from the Magnolia retail outlets they have. Keep your entity separate. Understand that relationships are key. But at the same time, I'm going to be very bold with my ideas and my cash with this next development, 1.5, 1.7 acres with a couple of duplex, fourplexes, attached single families. I'm going to be aggressive and innovative with those. So you want to keep those big takeaways in line all the way because some of the stuff with Chip and Joanna Gaines' story is just funny, very spiritual, but also ironic. Check this out. Here's a couple that has the number one home improvement show on HGTV, which is a beast with a lot of different home improvement shows. Chip and Joanna Gaines don't even own a TV. How crazy, how awesome, how ironic is that? My wife and I were laughing and reminiscing about that. Before we had our kids, we lived down in Cheyenne Meadows. I call it Cheyenne Ghettos. Gonna get in trouble for that one. Jeff Smith Classic built a beautiful house there in the 90s. And I was a pilot before I was in mortgage. She was with MCI, Oracle, FedEx, working as an IT rep. We were building our worldwide group Amway business. We had pets. We were on the run. We were snowboarding. We did not even have a TV ourselves. This was before smartphones as well. But Chip and Joanna Gaines don't even have a TV. They need to go over to their friend's house to even watch themselves on TV. They have flipper, fixer-upper parties because they can't watch at home. I think that's hilarious. But with my wife and I, we didn't have one. And my brother comes and visits. He's a cable guy from Wisconsin. He's like, "Where the hell is your TV? It's like, "It's in the basement." He's like, "Get that thing out." It's like, "We don't have an antenna." "Oh, I got cable." "What?" He plugs it in. He gets some black cable. All of a sudden, he disappears over the back fence in Cheyenne Meadows. We see my brother shimming up a pole. He comes back in. He turns on the TV, and he had spliced cable into our house. I'm like, "Great. you just created what probably is like a cable felony on my property, man. He's like, hey, don't worry about it, man. We got Star Trek now, you know? So crazy, crazy times, and the Chip and Joanna Gaines are no different. I'm telling you, if you're listening to this, I do this in my investment property class, and I encourage you to call me at 330-1457 or go to churchillcolorado.com and get signed up for my investment property class, the 16th, coming up here this next Tuesday. It's the investment property class, understanding the terms, and there's going to be a practical exercise and a workshop incorporated into that. Or you can go and sign up for May 21st, again, Tuesday, 6:30 p.m., because relationships are key in this process. Just like Warren Buffett will tell you, you only make two or three key decisions in your life, and then you spend the rest of your time maintaining them. Dave Ramsey, Mike Hartwick, the same thing. They don't have to redefine relationships every year. 27 years ago, Churchill Mortgage, my company that I'm also a licensed loan officer with, made a handshake and a contract between Mike Hartwick and Dave Ramsey. We are now their exclusive lender, have been Dave's exclusive lender for 27 years, and every year we just maintain that. That's the same with me and Marty Dietrich. Been friends of mine, client of mine, a contractor. We flipped. He just worked on my house this week. A 20-year relationship. He and Donna are family. Chip and Joanna Gaines say the same thing. If you watch his show and you know one of his contractors, Shorty, that he always laughs about, or Jose, these are guys that have been in their life for 20 years. Make key decisions and then maintain those decisions. Mike Berger, another friend of mine, real estate agent, been doing transactions with him for 20-plus years. Kevin Betts, Remax Advantage, the same way. How about Tina and James Swanger? I've known them. They've been flipping houses here in town. Great respect for them. Known them for years. Could call them in a heartbeat. Kay Frucci, Ken Smith, Justin Hermes. These are all people that I've known for 7 and 10 years. It's key for you to know that people stick together. Your key people in your life. If you want success, here's the formula. Don't leverage yourself. Don't be an idiot. Chip Gaines will tell you, he's more and more conservative and more introverted every year. And now Joanne is more of the busybody and the extrovert and coming out of her shell. And that's the same thing that's happening to my wife and I. I tell my wife and I now that I work on cabinets in my garage, and I work on houses, and I'm looking at developing land, because cabinets and houses don't talk back. I got mortgage clients that they're like parakeets. What's the rate? What's the rate? What's the rate?
No!
Go to Ent. We build wealth. I help you understand wealth. I get fired up about it. I want you to get fired up for you. Understand, homeowners are 30 times the net worth of renters. So every time you buy a house, you create 30 times the wealth of your peers. I'm not savvy with digital targeted marketing or social media or Twitter, but I know real truth. If you're building 30 times the wealth as a renter with one house, how much more can you do with three houses or five houses? Or now I have seven houses, or you can have. Justin Hermes getting up to 10 houses. Billy Eberhart, my mentor, had over 200 units. These are real generational factual truths. These wealth building principles don't change with the days and the weeks, like digital targeted marketing and what's the next social media. I'm not saying any of that's bad. I'm just saying it can be exhausting, but that doesn't eliminate you from having a piece of the pie. And that's why I shared the flipped out story of Chip and Joanna Gaines, because a couple that bailed them out with $100,000 in turn got 30% ROI, got blessed by them. I tell this to women all the time. You've got that additional, that seventh, that sixth sense that men don't have. I will not buy a piece of land without showing my wife, because she's going to have a good feeling about it. And this couple had a good feeling about Chip and Joanna Gaines. And good! This couple was on fire. Just touched their cloak. But their secret was that they had no secret. They worked their tails off. They never even wanted fame. They didn't even know what they were doing was special. They said, we didn't have any idea that Americans would go crazy over our homes flip styles. They just found Joanna Gaines online with one of her design setups and says, this couple's crazy. We got to go take a look at them. And they didn't force them into a box or a square. as to what they were supposed to do. They didn't tell their family to do things differently. They just turned on the camera. So here I leave you with this. What would people see if they turned the camera on your life? Hey, I have to tell you, people, they turn the camera on my life, they'd be excited, but man, I can be rough. I gotta dwell more in the favor of God and the comfort of Christ. And I hope you got something out of this segment to build a reserve. Be bold on the cash that you have. Lean on your friends and know that prayer is miracles. But like I say at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them because that's what matters in the end. Not the flipped out Magnolia story or even the properties. It is your loved ones, your memories that you take with you. And if you've not found your passion and calling and purpose, like Marlo and I have found, or Chip and Joanna Gaines, then drop on your knee and pray to God that he deliver it to you right now. Because that's what I found in you, the radio listeners. People that I would serve all of the time, day in, day out, because you add value to me. So tune in next week as I go into a new chapter talking about investment properties right here on the Jay Garvin Show, helping you follow a roadmap. So be sure you go out to my podcast at jaygarvins.com. If you have a Apple device, an iPad, an iPhone, go to iTunes and look up The Jay Garvin Show, or just go right on to KRDO.com under radio podcast. You'll find me there, right here on The Jay Garvin Show, KRDO News Radio.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.